Biopics about famous music entertainers are as numerous on Hollywood's list of hits as westerns and horror kill flicks. But being a music group biopic is all that the Glenn Miller story and the Runaways have in common. No, Runaways has no late great musician being portrayed in a movie persona James Stewart always projected, whether he was Glenn Miller or a savings and loan officer named George Bailey. What we have here with the Runaways is something completely and otherwise different from that in a movie biography. It comes from an Italian director who once did videos for Marilyn Manson and David Bowie. Her name is Floria Sigismondi, and with this new film she gives us a look-see back at the 70s explosion of the Joan Jett juggernaut. Kristen Stewart, the slow-eyed star of some very popular vampire movies you may have heard of, plays Jett. We join underage Joan taking up the guitar and being bummed out with her first guitar player showing her the chords to On Top of Old Smokey. After schmoozing notorious record producer Kim Fowley at a rock nightclub, Miss Jett adds personnel to fill out her first band with the appropriately given name of The Runaways. Fowley, played by Michael Shannon, was helpful bringing the original members together and is reported to have been abusive to the young women during their association. Shannon really gets his teeth into the Fowley role. Dakota Fanning, also known to do vampire movies, has the role of Sherry Curry, the first lead singer of The Runaways. It's Sherry Curry's memoir, drawn from her Runaway days, that sparked the screenplay by director Sigismondi. Jett, now 51 years old, is an executive producer of the picture. The film will take you to Decibel City. How could it be any other way, what with being about early punk and the burgeoning of all things goth? Jett's character is shown in the film making up her own t-shirt with the Sex Pistols emblazoned across the front. Moreover, David Bowie has an even bigger influence on the Runaways. Bowie's androgynous 70s hit Rebel Rebel is generously applied to the soundtrack, and other Jett creations are also plentiful. The Runaways at the box office should have a lot going for it. Stewart and Fanning alone would be enough. However, add the continuing vampire phenomenon, as well as the rising social boil of a conflict over gays, lesbians, and same-sex marriage, and it may turn out to be quite successful. There are no overt girl-girl scenes except for some tender kissing between Stewart and Fanning, which should get a teenage boy his money's worth. Moreover, there are non-exposed girl-boy scenes that I found a tad revolting, not unlike the latest Ben Stiller epic just out called Greenberg. This is the Runaway script's way of painting all males as schmucks, which in a rock music biz venue might not be too wrong from being right. The harsh, dysfunctional family subplot and the cry for help songs keep the Runaways from being tepid, but conversely, the film is subtly timid. Indeed, the Joan and Sherry characters are underage females, but Stewart and Fanning, their dialogue notwithstanding, aren't forceful enough. Both women are small in stature, and while this might sound silly to some, when I think of Joan Jett, I see an attractive, robust, tough-bodied female with masculine shoulders. Stewart holds her shoulders at a droop all the way through the movie. And although Fanning keeps a convincingly stoic, in-your-face look in her eye most of the time, she doesn't generate much pep either with her teenage angst. In one scene, impresario Fowley ferociously suggests the Runaways get their game faces on and really kick butt on stage. In what may be the film's best speech, we learn that rock and roll is a blood sport. The gals get ginned up on that rhetoric, but not comparable to the edginess actually given by those women that people the wildly popular Joan Jett bands. Near the end, Joan gets interviewed in a radio studio by a male DJ with a call-in show. Elsewhere, Sherry just happens to be tuned in and phones in to say hello to Joan on the air. This may be one of those taking some license moments in Runaway. But whether it's something that occurred or not, the scene walks away as the picture's funniest segment. Note the voice quality and inflections of the radio host. Both are worth several chuckles. A wimp DJ on the air back in the 70s? I don't think so. Now, while I cue up Glenn Miller's Pennsylvania 65,000 on the back turntable, here's something completely different for you. By the way, you'll find a load of my film reviews dating back to the last 7 years. Check them out at www.tulsatvmemories.com or at the International Movie Database under External Reviews. That's www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.